This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 23, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, Anthony Salvo, who went straight from the classroom to City Hall in Salem to become mayor of his hometown, died on Monday. The 89-year-old Salvo was a popular high school teacher and student driving instructor who had never held political office when he defeated the incumbent mayor, Gene Levesque, in 1983. He served 3 2-year terms before he was defeated by Neil Harrington in 1989. Salem City Councilor Tom Fury said Salvo was the epitome of public service and loved his hometown. Salvo's car had a bumper sticker on it that said, "I love Salem." Fury is quoted as saying, "He had honesty, integrity. You couldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole." Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll said she got her start in municipal government working as an intern in the city's planning department during Salvo's tenure. She said Salvo advocated for the preservation of Salem Woods and supported the building of senior housing in the downtown area during his time as mayor. The mayor is quoted as saying, "Always a gentleman, Mayor Salvo loved Salem with a spirit of dedication that few could match." Salem State Representative Paul Tucker recalled Salvo as a popular teacher whose easy manner with people led him into politics. Tucker was a student in Salvo's business law and typing classes at Salem High School and also took driving lessons from him. Much more in this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. A North Shore state senator is working to increase state spending for nursing homes. Bill Newell has that story.
State Senator Thomas McGee, a Democrat out of Lynn, is pushing to increase state spending to help pull Massachusetts' nursing home industry out of a budget crisis. Katie Lannon from the State House News Service reports on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn. One of every 7 direct care staff positions in Massachusetts nursing homes is vacant. The number of deficiency-free homes has dropped since 2018, and half of the facilities have less than 4 days of cash on hand, according to the advocates seeking more state support for nursing homes. Quote, "We are seeing an erosion of financial support for nursing facility care that is beginning to impact staffing as well as quality resident care," said Tara Gregorio, president of the Massachusetts Senior Care Association. McGee wants the state Senate to match the $362.9 million appropriation in the Massachusetts House budget to fund nursing facility Medicaid rates. The Baker administration said the current state Senate budget plan allocating $345.1 million for the account. McGee has filed an amendment to match the House amount. Gregorio, whose organization represents 417 nursing homes that care for an average of 40,000 residents on any given day, said strained finances have brought the industry to a crisis point. Around two-thirds of the nursing home residents have their care paid for by MassHealth, leaving nursing homes dependent on state funds. The gap between the cost of care and the Massachusetts health reimbursement rate is $37 per day, according to the association, which is backing bills S-336H and 272 that would bump up rates based on the size of a facility's MassHealth population. The bill, sponsored by Senator Harriet Chandler and Representative Thomas Golden, also fund leadership training and scholarship programs for nursing home staff. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. For MSO News Sports North Shore Today, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the slow and steady will have the best rules in place. City leaders began digging into options on recreational marijuana at a Salem City Council committee meeting Monday night. The session was a chance to get a jump on the issue, regulations and licensing, before pot shops begin to open, possibly as early as next year. Voters across Massachusetts voted to legalize recreational marijuana in the election last November. Many communities around the state started talking about the impacts of the vote and how to handle it, including setting up zones, prohibitive rules, and more. Standing before councilors Monday night, Assistant City Solicitor Vicki Caldwell said they have plenty of time to think about this and take care of things deliberatively. Much more in this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Christian Wade, the State House reporter, writes in local papers, on the campaign trail, Republican Donald Trump pledged to end the scourge of opioid addictions by stopping the flow of heroin and other narcotics into communities. But as president, Trump is proposing to slash the budget of the Office of National Drug Control Policy from $388 million to $24 million, and end programs, including the high-intensity drug trafficking areas, known as HIDTA. HIDTA, the program provides money, assistance, and training to federal, state, and local police agencies to crack down on illegal drug trafficking. Law enforcement officials say Trump's cuts would effectively dismantle regional efforts to shut down networks that distribute heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. Much more in this story written by Christian Wade, the State House reporter. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Monday's high school baseball scoreboard. Lynn Classical 6, Marblehead 1. Hamilton Wenham over Essex Tech 9-3. Reading 10, Wakefield 8. Northeast edging Winthrop 9-8. St. John's Prep over St. Peter Marion 6-0. Malden topping Melrose 5-1. Softball, St. Mary's defeated Marblehead 6-2. Pitcher Mia Nowicki for the Spartans dominating. They're now 16-2 on the season. Beverly beating Essex Tech 15-3. Rockport topping Manchester Essex 9-4. There are more scores in softball, boys and girls lacrosse, and more, plus photos at msonewsports.com.